How can I get back to Kansas? Dorothy asked her. Your silver shoes will carry you there, the good witch replied. They have powerful magic, but you did not know about it. You were able to go back to your Aunt Em as soon as you put the silver shoes on.
But then I would still be in the cornfield,
the Scarecrow said,
and I wouldn't have my brains.
I have a heart now, the Tin Man said. Dorothy helped me to leave the forest. I am very happy.
I am happy too, the lion said. I am not a coward anymore, and I will be king of the animals.
I am very glad that I helped you, Dorothy said. You have helped me too, but now I want to go back to Kansas. The silver shoes will take you there, Glinda told Dorothy. Knock the shoes together 3 times and say where you want to go. But first I must say goodbye to my friends, the girl said. Then Dorothy, who was crying now, hugged the lion and kissed him. She kissed the Tin Man and hugged the Scarecrow. Glinda gave the girl a goodbye kiss. Then, with Toto in her arms, Dorothy closed her eyes and knocked the silver shoes together 3 times.
Take me home to Aunt Em in Kansas, Dorothy cried. Immediately, she flew through the air, around and around, up and up. Then she quickly hit the ground with a bump. When she opened her eyes, she was sitting in front of the new house that Uncle Henry had built on the prairie. And there was Uncle Henry. Toto ran up to him, barking loudly. Dorothy looked at her feet, but the silver shoes had gone. They had fallen off in the desert and were never seen again. Aunt Em came out of the house and saw Dorothy. My dearest child, she cried, where have you come from?
I have come from the Land of Oz, and Toto was there too, Dorothy replied. She hugged Aunt Em and kissed her.
Oh, Aunt Em, I am so glad to be home, she said.
The Wonderful Wizard of Oz by L. Frank Baum. Retold by Elizabeth Walker. Published by Macmillan Heinemann ELT, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2007.